We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Chester Greenwood, the Earmuff Inventor, and features the vocal and musical talents of Mick Sullivan from The Past and the Curious, a history podcast for kids. If you enjoy today's historically inspired tale, be sure to subscribe on the Kids Listen podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the cozy story show you can take on the go. Listen along on a sleigh ride, while you're warming up by the fire, or even while you're sipping on some hot cocoa. I'm your host, Angie. Our friend Mick Sullivan from The Past and the Curious is here to help tell a story inspired by a remarkable young inventor named Chester Greenwood. Chester is having a hard time keeping his ears warm in the cold winter weather. His hat makes his ears itch, and it keeps falling off while he's playing out in the snow. What can Chester do to solve this problem? Let's find out and begin this inventive story now. Chester Greenwood, the Earmuff Inventor. It was the late 1800s, and young Chester Greenwood had just woken up from a long night of slumber. He yawned and looked outside his window. It was snowing!
Oh boy, it looks like a fun day to go out and play.
Chester put on his warmest wool socks, his big red coat, and his favorite pair of mittens.
See you later, Grandma. I'm heading out to play in the cold.
Wait a minute, Chester. You forgot your hat.
Aw, Grandma, I hate that old hat. It always falls off my head when I'm playing. And it makes my ears itch.
Sorry, Chester. You can't go outside in the cold without a hat. It will keep your ears warm.
All right.
Chester reluctantly put the itchy old hat on his head and ran out the door. First, Chester grabbed his wooden toboggan and raced down the hill.
Whee! This is fun!
He was in the middle of sliding down the hill when his hat started to slip down over his eyes.
Yikes! I can't see!
He barreled down the hill, right into a fluffy snowbank.
Golly, that was a close one!
He adjusted his itchy wool hat and walked up the hill with his toboggan. Then he took another run down the hill. This time, his hat flew off his head as he was sliding down the slope.
Oh no! My hat flew away!
Chester bailed off to the side of the trail with his sled and began looking for his hat. When he finally found it, he saw it was all full of snow.
Oh no, Grandma isn't gonna like this one bit.
Chester walked back to the house for a warm-up break.
Why, Chester, what happened to your hat?
Sorry, Grandma, but I can't wear my hat. It got all wet from the melted snow.
Well, we'll just have to find something else for you to use to keep your ears warm while you go back outside. Here, take this scarf and wrap it around your head.
Chester sighed and reluctantly did as his grandma said. He wrapped the scarf all around his head and ears, then he looked at himself in the mirror. Chester was all wrapped up like a mummy.
Ah, gee, Grandma, how am I supposed to go out and play looking like this?
It's better to look a little silly and stay warm. Now go on, Chester, get back outside and play.
Chester did as he was told. He made his way over to the park where he saw the neighborhood kids building a snow fort.
Hey, who's that?
Why, it's Chester.
Ha ha, we almost didn't recognize you under that silly scarf, Chester.
Yeah, my grandma made me wear it so I would stay warm.
Ha, that's okay. My mom made me wear this goofy-looking hat with a pom-pom that my Aunt Fanny knitted me for my birthday.
Yeah, sometimes winter stuff looks silly, but it beats being cold, I guess. Now, come help us finish this snow fort, Chester.
Chester played with his friends outside. Together, they built the walls of the fort and carved out windows and a door. Chester did his best to help out, but his scarf kept unraveling and getting in his way.
Ugh, stupid scarf!
Despite Chester's scarf mishaps, the children finished the fort.
Hooray! Our fort is complete! Now let's play in it!
But Chester was feeling too cold to play.
Brr, I'm getting the shivers. I think I need to go back inside and have a warm-up break.
That's okay, Chester. We're gonna play in the fort for a little while, and then we can all go skating after. We'll be you at the skating rink later, okay?
Okay!
Chester ran back home and huddled by the fireplace.
Oh, Grandma, I'm having such a horrible day. All I want to do is have fun outside in the snow, but my ears keep getting cold. The wool hat was too itchy and it kept sliding around on my head. The scarf kept unraveling and it didn't keep me warm either. I wish there was something else I could wear to keep my ears from getting cold.
Just then, Chester Greenwood had a brilliant idea.
What about earmuffs? I could make soft, fluffy coverings for my ears and attach them to a headband so that they will stay perfectly in place. Grandma, could you help me make those?
Why, sure, Chester. That sounds like a lovely idea.
Chester and his grandmother went to the sewing room. He picked out some soft flannel for the ear pads. His grandmother sewed away while Chester found a circular wire ring. He cut it to size to form a headband. Then he and his grandmother carefully attached the ear pads to the headband.
These earmuffs look nice and warm. Why don't you try them on, dear?
Chester placed the earmuffs onto his head. The flannel pads fit over his ears nice and snug.
Wow, these are sensational. I can't wait to show all of my friends. Thanks, Grandma.
Chester put the rest of his snow gear back on and grabbed his skates. He raced out the door, proudly sporting his new earmuff invention. When he arrived at the skating rink, his friends were all so very impressed.
Wow!
Wow, Chester, what are you wearing on your ears?
Why, these are my new earmuffs. I invented them myself.
Gosh, I'd like a pair of those. Yeah, me too. B3.
Okay, I'll whip up a few more pairs for all of you.
Chester ran back to the house and called to his grandmother.
Back already, Chester? Did the earmuffs not work?
Oh, yeah. They work just great, Grandma. In fact, I got 3 orders for earmuffs. Do you think you can help me make some real quick?
Why, sure.
Chester and his grandmother made enough earmuffs for all the neighborhood kids. He ran back outside just before sunset. His friends were delighted with Chester's new invention.
Hooray for earmuffs!
The children laughed and skated around the rink wearing their toasty warm earmuffs until the sun went down. Hooray for earmuffs! And now let's hear an original song from our special guest, Mick Sullivan, all about Chester Greenwood.
Chester, Chester, my ears are cold, man. Chester, Chester, well, I've got a bold plan. This itchy wool has got me in tears. I just need something.
I'll engage my entrepreneurial spirit.
I'm gonna make an earmuff. I'm gonna make an earmuff. I'm gonna make an earmuff.
But I can't do it alone, so come on, guys.
I'm gonna make an earmuff. 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 I'm gonna make an earmuff.
Wow, that song and that story are making me feel toasty, warm, and happy. If this story made you feel happy too, then you will also love listening to The Past and the Curious, a wonderfully weird history podcast for kids with lots of music. Mick has also released a new album called The Past and the Curious Volume 1. Pick up a copy of this family-friendly music for yourself or for a special little listener in your life.
I can't wait to show all of my friends.
Mick's song about Chester Greenwood makes me want to learn even more about the real-life inventor who inspired today's story. Lucky for us, Tildy the Tortoise is back to share some fun facts with us. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She's traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share 3 fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and have seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have 3 fun facts about Chester Greenwood and the invention of earmuffs. Fact 1. Chester Greenwood invented earmuffs when he was only 15 years old back in 1873.
What about earmuffs?
Golly, that means you can come up with a great invention at any age.
Wow!
Fact 2. Over the course of his life, this clever fellow also invented many other things, including a wide-bottom tea kettle and a decoy mousetrap. Chester sure had a lot of interesting ideas.
Wow, these are sensational.
You're right, Angie. Which brings me to fact 3. People in the state of Maine still celebrate Chester Greenwood and his earmuff invention. In fact, the town of Farmington throws an earmuff parade for Chester Greenwood every year on the first Saturday of December. It's true. I grew up in Farmington, Maine, and when I was a little kid, we celebrated Chester Greenwood every year by wearing our earmuffs and singing songs that celebrated this ingenious inventor.
Hooray for earmuffs!
What a great story. I feel so inspired after listening to today's episode. Maybe I will think of an invention that helps keep tortoises snuggly warm in the winter, too. If I do, I'll be sure to come back and let you know. Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon and tell us even more fun facts. Goodbye, my little inventor friends. Today's show was a celebration of innovation. We heard all about Chester Greenwood and his invention of the earmuff.
Wow, these are sensational. I can't wait to show all of my friends.
Chester's ears kept getting cold, so he came up with a clever idea to keep his ears toasty warm and invented the earmuff.
Hooray for earmuffs!
We also heard an original song about Chester Greenwood from our special guest, Mick Sullivan.
I'm gonna make an earmuff. I'm gonna make an earmuff.
Then Tildy the Tortoise stopped by to tell us some fun Chester Greenwood facts.
Wow!
I love that he was able to solve a frustrating problem by creating a wonderful invention. Maybe you can solve a problem by inventing something, too.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and spectacular gear, go to storyspectacular.com. A big thanks to our special guest, Mick Sullivan, for lending his voice and musical talents in today's episode.
Whee! This is fun!
Mick is such a cool guy. Not only does he host a history podcast for kids called The Past and the Curious, he is also the manager of youth and family programs at the Fraser History Museum in Louisville, Kentucky. He also sings and plays multiple instruments. You might say he's as multi-talented as Chester Greenwood. Yay! Learn all about Mick and the wonderful work he is doing at thepastandthecurious.com. If you enjoyed today's Earmuff Show, then tell someone you know. Share this special story with all of your friends so that even more ear buddies can tune in to spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, my little inventor friends.
And that's the Chester Greenwood bit.